fighting for America.
Hamas is a ruthless terrorist organization. It wants to sacrifice its own people. It uses them as human shields. Israel is not obliged and is not going to let a terrorist organization fire at our cities, at our people.
Fighting for Idaho.
This all has to start with securing the border, not writing the president a blank check to keep doing what he's doing that's not working. Wouldn't it be good to actually allow the governors of those border states to be able to call the National Guard and to help secure the border?
Fighting for you.
She reaches down into her bra, which I'm cool with that. That part's okay. It's sort of sexy.
This is a family value show.
I'm just trying to add a little spice.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
It's something I'll never forget as long as I live.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Tough to believe what's still going on in Israel. We'll have the very latest on that. We'll also catch up with Dave Petzl. He'll join us as we move along. But you imagine living in a neighborhood where we're sitting here and you're outside having a cup of tea, minding your own business, and boom, something comes up out of the ground, a hidden hatch, if you will, and you see a bunch of thugs, a bunch of gangsters coming out and robbing and pillaging. Well, that's really what's going on in Israel, and maybe it's tough for us to relate to it because we haven't seen the Israeli tragedies, and there would be thousands of Israeli tragedies if Hamas had their way. If Hamas had their way when we're talking about killing Israelis with these rockets. But thankfully, they have the Iron Dome missile defense system. So Israel goes into Gaza, goes into this area, and finds that the concrete, the building supplies that they've been given these folks so they can have decent homes, so they can have a decent life, have been used to build these tunnels where they've been used to kill and harm and kidnap Israelis. And we look at our administration talking about the Palestinian injuries and such. Well, when you put a missile factory or launch missiles from hospitals and schools, that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen indeed. Coming up this hour, we'll have the very latest on that, plus your thoughts and this.
House Republicans have cleared the way for a vote to sue the president for failing to implement the Affordable Care Act the way it was written. On Fox News Sunday, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise blamed the Obama administration for impeachment talk.
You know, this might be the first White House in history that's trying to start the narrative of impeaching their own president.
He says they're not backing down.
We've made it clear we're going to put options on the table to allow the House to take legal action against the president when he overreaches his authority.
And cites a Supreme Court ruling.
The Supreme Court unanimously, I'm not talking about a 5-4 decision, 9-0 unanimously said the president overreached. So we're going to continue to be a check and a balance against this administration.
Democrats call the lawsuit a political maneuver. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
So forget what the Constitution says. They're going to take the president to court. We'll have the very latest on that between now and 8 o'clock. Dave Petzl joins us from the Petzl Center. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Good to see you.
Good to see you 2 days in a row, actually.
Well, two out of three.
Two out of three. You know, I just love it when people correct me. Of course, I need a lot of correcting here at 580KIDO. What's the big story as we wake up and start our week when we're talking about the markets?
Well, right now, every Monday we've had coming in the last, feels like several years, is there's mergers being announced, and corporations are buying each other, and there's a bunch of them again today. So every Monday you come in, you're going to find more mergers. And this is something that people have to understand when it comes to why does the market keep going higher. Well, one of the reasons is that obviously the corporations are buying their own stock back, but they're also buying each other. And that's exactly what's been going on, and it, again, is happening today.
Dave, is that good really for America, where we have, American Airlines being bought by U.S. Air or vice versa?
Yep.
You know, the corporations may become efficient, some would say ruthlessly efficient, mm-hmm. but people have to work.
They do. And Kevin, in some cases, no. It means it's going to be cost-cutting in the form of fewer jobs. Generally speaking, though, as corporations do sell for higher valuations. That's good overall for, quotes, capitalism, for wealth creation, and so on. It also tends to leave room for smaller ones that can come in behind and maybe pick up a little bit of a niche there. Not everybody likes to do business with the giant local, or I'm sorry, the giant global corporations. They like local. And so sometimes when these mergers come, they also leave room, a little bit of room, for a little niche player to start up and grow. But you bring up a good point, Kevin. Typically, initially, there's going to be job cuts, things like that. Stores will get closed that don't make sense because of overlap. And so, but, again, generally speaking, it's good for business.
Well, you remember that movie Other People's Money with Danny DeVito? A classic in the late 80s where he said, I don't really care about jobs, I care about the shareholders.
Right.
A classic movie. So you have people that are designed, at, you know, their job is to help the company to get the value going. But on the other hand, we take a look at the jobs in this country, the job situation. You've talked about it for many, many years at Money Matters, the idea that the we really can't trust the unemployment rate because, it's telling us one thing, but it's actually much, much more.
Well, it is. And, you know, it's... As you know, Kevin, I talk about the U6 unemployment rate, not the stated one. And the U6 is the unemployed, the underemployed, meaning people that are working part-time but certainly need and want a full-time job. And most importantly in that are the people that have flat given up. They say, I'm not in the job. I'm not even looking for one anymore because I can't find one. And when you take those all together, that's been stubbornly high, Kevin. It's not come down. And that's one of the reasons the payroll receipts, which we talk about the unemployment situation getting better, I'd like to know who is saying how that's getting better and why when you have lower payroll receipts year over year. And that's what the circumstance we're in right now. So meaning overall payroll that's being taxed is, in fact, no higher than it was a year ago. That's not a better unemployment rate. That's the same, if not worse.
What do you tell people today, Dave Petso, knower of all things here at 580KIDO? I had a chance to go to the emergency room just to do a tour because I always want to take a look at things. And people say, you want to really know what's going on, go to the emergency room of some hospitals. And I had a chance to do that, just kind of hang out in the lobby for a couple hours at a time. And I noticed that those folks, unlike people in business and other places, they really have no fear about their jobs because healthcare seems to be exploding in a good way.
I don't know. It is, but that's where people are getting care, and you shouldn't be getting care in emergency rooms. It's incredibly expensive. Unfortunately, Kevin, the amount of reimbursement is somewhere around 20% for emergency room physicians. And you take those kind of numbers and you realize that this is a very, very serious problem because people are getting care in the emergency room that don't have health care. And so they're seeking out not as good cost options, if you will. And we all need them there. I know that in the past we've taken our kids to the emergency room, and who hasn't at one time or another? So that it's important to have them there. But it is a very poor source of health care. I don't think it's good at all.
I guess to my broader point, though, the health industry seems to be the only thing growing in this country.
Oh, yeah. Well... But I don't, again, to your broader point, you're right. Healthcare is doing very well, and the healthcare companies are doing very well. Growth is occurring there. I don't think that's good. It's not a net add-on into our society. If we could have healthcare that was only there for healthcare, learning new techniques, discovering new drugs, that would be awesome, and it would be fantastic. But we have got a situation now where I don't know the exact percentage, but it's very close to half the people are not giving care now. They are doing paperwork. They're pushing paper.
Right.
That's how much the regulations have got, how silly it is. One doctor needs a staff of four or five just to take care of that one doctor. This has gotten so out of hand with the bureaucratic nature and trying to get reimbursements done.
It has, but when you take a look at, what to tell young people today, what to tell people now that are searching, what
right.
fields do you go into? Where, I mean, in the old days, it could be manufacturing, it could be this, it could be that.
Yep.
Now it seems a lot more challenging to figure out where the jobs are going to be.
I totally agree. It's computers. You need to go into computer design. Nursing is another one that's doing real well. Kevin, I totally agree. Go into healthcare as a parent, you'd have to say that's got a decent looking pathway in the future.
Dave Petzl with us here at 580KIDO. So we've kind of gotten sidetracked when we're talking about the future of this. So we're looking at mergers. What about government regulation? I know you're a big fan of government regulation, but the idea of sometimes these companies get too big, and could we have companies that are too big that could actually hurt the industries, hurt the consumer?
Oh, absolutely, they do, and that's why you have antitrust regulation. You go back to the early 1900s when the trust busters came along, and they busted up all these big trusts where you really had too big of companies controlling markets. So there are times when companies do get way too big, and they were. And they were totally dominated by one company, one man usually, right? And so it made absolute sense to break them up. Nowadays, Kevin, when we do these mergers and all, it's, for example, you'll see in the American Airlines merger that you just talked about, they had to give up routes. They had to give up gates. There's no way they're going to let them completely dominate one particular market. So they do make sure, even in these deals, which ones, which markets are going to be impacted negatively, and then they make the companies deal with it.
Dave Petzl with us here at 580KIDO. So we're looking at mergers. What else are we looking at during the last week of July this week for the markets?
Well, this week coming up, actually, it's going to be fairly interesting, I think, underneath what's normally dull. I mean, it is. We're in the doldrums of summer, as you and I have talked many times. The market isn't particularly exciting all on its own, but you've got compelling outside forces with the compelling, meaning big, outside forces with what's going on in Russia, what's going on in the Middle East, pushing global concerns into a market that's dealing with literally the fundamental concerns of one company over another, meaning the earnings announcements are still coming out huge. So we've got all these earnings coming out, coupled with the concerns of what's going on globally. And so the market underneath is not boring at all. It's actually has some big moves. Amazon was down 40 points last week in a day when their earnings numbers were not good.
Right.
So we're seeing some individual activity within a really boring market. But individually, Kevin, we were seeing a lot of moves out there. And then, of course, on Friday, we get the jobs number, which is usually causes a lot of hyperventilating on Wall Street.
Should it?
No, it shouldn't.
Why?
It's one number. And then next month we'll change that number. We'll modify that number. They modify it two more times. So it isn't the number. It's the best guess at the number. I think we get too carried away with the number, one number, and especially when we're talking about the unemployment rate, which, as you and I have talked, I think the U6 is the only thing that makes any sense to me.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, I've been saving this up and I've been telling everybody I was going to get Dave Petzl today. Now, are we going to get Dave Petzl? I don't know. But, Dave, the markets are going up, and I ask this question every week, very similar to when we first met, and every week was the housing market. And you go, God, is this guy ever going to talk about anything but houses and debt?
And you did. You moved right to the Chinese.
Yes, exactly. Evolved, de-evolved, I don't know. How in the world can you explain the markets are blowing up, we're printing money? And it was funny because I was talking to myself on a show, and I go, well, Dave Petzl said this, 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 and this. We've talked about this so much, I actually articulate your points counter to the ones I'm making.
There you go. Good. Okay.
But the idea that we're printing all this money, and if I've misquoted you, please correct me, that we're never going to pay it back.
That's right. We're not.
So how? What? I mean, won't we crash? Won't? I mean, they take away your house if that happens.
Well, they do. We're not going to pay it back. We have to pay debt to a certain degree. Now, what people have to understand is when we're talking about buying the bonds, which is what people are talking about for this printing of money.
Sure.
Okay. I worry about the deficit. I don't worry about what the Fed's doing as much. I worry that we're going to, you know, it's going to be messier than we would like it to be when we come out the other side. But I think it's this idea that it's a big fussy thing that they have $4.5 trillion on the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. It is, but they don't ever have to sell a bond back that they had bought. They can just let them run off. Meaning, Kevin, they don't have to go out and sell this $4.5 trillion like some people claim, and then all of a sudden the market is, you know, interest rates spike unbelievably. They just simply hold them and receive interest payments over time. Bonds go away. As they mature, they just simply expire and go away. So it can be, and that's what the Fed has said, we're just going to let these run off. And right now we're tapering down towards a point where they're not a bond buyer, a net bond buyer at all. It's very small.
Okay. How do you respond to a lot of people, people that are billionaires that have made a lot of money, that believe that the good times cannot continue?
I don't know what their point is.
Well, their point being that Yellen is going to have a crash.
Well, and I don't know, because there's some, yeah, which billionaire agrees with me is the billionaire I want to quote, right? And so we all have that confirmation bias when we're out there. I'm not sure which ones. I think that are worried about it. I think people should worry all the time when we're doing different things. This is a different thing. So far, she and before her, the two he's are doing a pretty decent job of getting us through this. We haven't had a catastrophe. It's going okay. And
is that the new norm? Just okay?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. Yeah, I think there are a couple things that you and I have talked about before.
Right.
Get the government out of the way. I think regulation is the biggest issue that we have before us. And
yes,
starting
you're a big
business.
Fan of the government, yeah.
What's that?
You're a big fan of the government, yes.
Yeah, I want bigger. Bigger is better. Not in this case, it's not.
Right.
But anyway, no, I think we've got to, that we could have it. But under the current circumstances, no. With an anti-business circumstance that we have with healthcare, that we have with energy in our own country, if you get the government out of the way and you encourage those two industries, or I should say don't discourage people with overwhelming healthcare, I think you could very well not have this be the new norm. We could explode again.
Right, and we always talk about energy and everything else. Dave Petzl with us here, Kevin Miller, 580K IDO. Before we get to that, though, how big of a hit are we going to take when the Obamacare, mechanisms kick in that have been delayed for a year or two?
I don't know. He'll probably kick the can down the road. It'll happen right after he gets out of office. And at that point, I think it'll depend very much on the makeup of what the Congress looks like. If it's heavily Republican, and I would anticipate it would be, there might be some real opportunities to work with the White House, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat in the White House, and put some real fixes in there, because it is beyond devastating where we're heading with this thing. It is absolutely going to bankrupt this country. There's no question about it. Or, which is really the biggest problem with it, it will become just like the VA, where it is simply allocated out, and that's all you can do, because we just don't have enough resources for it.
From a corporation's point of view, do you think that they're going to eventually kick everybody out, make it so untenable that you will have to go into the exchanges?
I think that was obviously the overriding goal. I mean, I don't think they even try to hide that anymore, do they? And now they're wishing they didn't, that wasn't the ultimate goal, because they can't make it work. It simply is not working. It won't work. And because young people have to sign up that are healthy and never use it and pay way more than they should. And that's really a system designed to be, are you kidding me? People can be patriotic as they want to be, but the idea that I am going to go pay more than I should in order to have other people pay a lot less than they should is really not something that gets people fired up to do that for the next 30 years.
What about energy?
Energy is unbelievable. It's amazing how much they've worked around, both with technology and on private lands, how much they've worked around this administration, which has done everything they can to destroy this incredible wealth that this country has. Absolutely amazing. And, I'm all for clean air. By the way, the air is cleaner than when I was a kid. Wasn't supposed to be. I grew up knowing for a fact about all these global warming things. We all did. We saw film strips of factual knowledge that we would be looking at the orange days ahead of us.
Film strips,
smoke-filled, yes. And you couldn't swim in anything. And, oh, yeah, whoops, that was, oh, sorry. I guess it all worked out okay. But then we go on to the next, it won't work. Look, everybody wants clean air. We want magic cars that just fly around without using any energy. But we need a bridge to that position, and our country has it. And it certainly is cheaper. It certainly is better if we get it here. And it's a lot safer environmentally than shipping it all the way across the world and paying people that hate us a bunch of money.
What about oil companies? Is that the safest place to put your money in?
That's one of the safest, they're just big energy companies. I think, when you're talking about great corporations of the world, why not some of the consumer companies as well that will outlive us, the Procter & Gamble's of the world as well?
You're a big fan of Procter & Gamble.
Well, S&P. Just because it's a fun story because everybody has their products in their house.
Right.
For a full disclosure, I own some, I'm sure, through some mutual funds I have, but I don't have any personal holdings in Procter & Gamble anymore.
You see, this is what we like about you, always making sure you're ethically ready to go.
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
Well, that makes one of us here. One of us here.
Dave, you are the most ethical guy I know. You live it, Gavin.
I do, and we're all better off for that. Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No, I'm good. I'm good, Kevin. We went all the way around the horn. Next week, we got to talk Chinese, okay? Because I need a Chinese lesson for you.
Chinese fix, a little housing maybe, the old days.
Yeah.
All right, Dave Pezzo, you can catch him at the Pezzo Center, Pezzo Financial, Saturdays 8 to 10 at 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
And 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Robin Scott is in for Dave Burnett at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So here we are. Are you feeling a little bit better today? Are you a little bit woozy? Did you catch up on your sleep?
No. I'm having less brain power this morning
than
yesterday.
You're having issues. Wow.
Not issues, just a less brain power.
Well, it's okay to have issues. This is the issue show.
Well,
fit right in with us.
Great.
Well, great. Wow.
I'm just agreeable.
Would some music help you this morning?
What kind? Like
maybe
something kind of depressing?
No.
Or...
Wow, Robin. It's almost like you've taken a Dave Burnett pill this morning. Come on. Let's get with it.
He'll probably be all excited when he gets back.
K. Millie Millie, the man of girth. He loves the Lord who made the whole earth. His voice goes out on the airwaves and on KTVB. He got the most raves. American man, Idaho guy. The truth from him will not slip by. K. Millie, bark it up.
There you go, Robin. Bark it up. I mean, you're a musician. What do you make of this?
That's fantastic.
Kevin in the kennel for the whole week. Posting on the Facebook like a computer geek. Pizza dinner coming from the Smoky Mountain. Just a need to install that soda fountain. Adopt a pet, a pause caused by the hour. Back of his shirt reads, knowledge is power. Bark it up.
Bark it up, Robin. Come on.
Love it. It's fantastic.
Well, we're just trying to get you moving, you know. Maybe it's time to get up, take those headphones off, and dance.
I do feel better.
To the jabroni gang and the state hizzle. Ja, 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 jabroni. Ain't nothing but a political crony. In the state hizzle, the bill did fizzle. Ja, 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 jabroni. Prude in the game, did the petition thing. That for Kerry, we the people have a choice.
How about that?
It's awesome.
I caught you with the coffee now? My goodness, Robin.
Hey, I was just listening. What is wrong with you? What? I can't have some coffee?
Robin.
My goodness.
You need to get some sleep.
That's what my husband would say.
I'm telling you. First story of the day. Let's take a look at it. Let's go to something else. Maybe this will fire you up today. We have some postcards, and we're probably the only show in America that still gets postcards. And we read these for entertainment purposes only, folks. We don't really believe that they are the thoughts and views of the majority of the listeners. Just a person that likes to entertain himself by sending me some postcards. And Robin, I'm sure you'll like some of the content here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Kevin Kathleen Miller from Yukon Jack. Any guy driving a Passat, Yugo, Mitsubishi, Sonata, Corolla, etc. have no pride in cars. The same guys that can't turn a wrench have no more ability than a woman and should have their names changed from Joe to Joanne, Bob to Bobby Joe, Jim to Jill, Ed to Edna, Kevin to Kate, and etc. This is my week of driving the Toyota Prius. A lot of people had a lot of feedback on that, and I guess I've just become the big truck guy. I just really fell in love with that Prius. People say, how do you fall in love with a Prius? Well, look, when it only costs you 80 cents to get to work every day, I think it's pretty good.
That's a good selling point for sure.
Apparently not to Yukon Jack. So
We continue on here. Manly men don't carry purses, and manly men don't drive Japanese. Unfortunately, Munn, Sinesco, and Daryl all drive Toyotas. Are there any real men left in this country? And he doesn't like the Toyotas. He told me one time that I should get a Camaro or a Dodge Charger and make a run at one of the news people. And I said, eh. I go, maybe in my 30s, but anyway, sing along, everybody.
You turned to death fear with any malice, didn't you?
There we have it. All right, we continue on here. You can tell I'm on this gentleman's mind, can't you?
Absolutely.
Yes. He caught me fixated. One day at the Olive Garden. He goes, dude, are you at the Olive Garden or the trough? You're just inhaling that salad. So, most women can't change a flat tire. Most women can't change their motor oil. Most Camry owners are women. Sounds so much like Kevin Miller. Actually, I can change my own oil. Thank you. Maybe you should change her name to Karen or Kate Hatchet Jack. It's been a while since I've read the Jack's postcards, and I was saving them up for kind of a rainy day when I said, well, you know, when the sleep deprivation hits our great friend Robin, we're going to hopefully have UConn Jack Tecumseh Sherman, whatever his name is, carry it until we get rolling here. So
awesome.
It's either that or we go back to...
Bark, bark, wolf, wolf, the cat's meow. Come on in and get a new pal.
How about that? Can you sing those lyrics, Robin? I bet you can't.
Not with that much finesse.
Exactly.
For sure.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Anyway.
That's pretty awesome.
Let's see. Man, you were rough on Mark on Tuesday. Maybe Brother Jeff was right about you. Jack Tecumseh Sherman, Civil War Slimeball, 1864. He was not a fan of the North, my friend here.
Okay.
Just didn't like the North. And, you know, that's a regional thing. If you're in the South, they're still mad. You know, my ex-wife actually would refuse to carry $5 bills. And I knew a lot of people that would not carry pennies because they hated Abraham Lincoln. They said that he was a tyrant. They said that he, pretty much suspended the Constitution, which he did, but he won. So a lot of people still don't get that. Lincoln's a winner. But there are a lot of people today that are still mad at Abraham Lincoln. Are you mad at Abraham Lincoln, Robin?
But look at how it all turned out for him. You know, you can be mad at him, but he still...
He had a good run.
He got killed in the end.
He got killed.
still came out.
I don't know if that's what where we're going, Robin. He got killed in the end. He died for the cause. He died for the Union. He was a martyr for our great nation, was he not?
Yes, he was.
He got killed in the end, Kevin. When's this segment over so I can get back to Black Cat and blah, blah, blah?
Well, see, I was thinking, I know Dave has seen that Lincoln movie, so he would actually have something to...
Yeah, Dave can't save you now.
Contribute.
Okay. We'll get a little mute music for you.
Ooh.
Maybe this will wake you up. All right, here at 580 KIDO, the Manly Man segment. This is titled Kevin Miller, Bitter Old Man. You know it's not going to be a good postcard when you have Kevin Miller, Bitter Old Man.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I can't wait to hear this.
And you're thinking to yourself, why does Kevin read these things?
Self-hatred.
No, because you're dropping the ball. I got nothing.
It's
on you. What do you mean self-hatred? This is for the audience, Robin. This is for the people that are getting up, working, training. They're saying, gosh, give me something.
If I wasn't here, you would be reading. You wouldn't be reading them anyway?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I share them for you. I actually have shared them for a couple months now.
Oh, wow. All right, get
that's
on
how,
with it.
That's how special you are to me, Robin. There you go.
Aw.
Oh, there you
go. Get on with it, bitter old man.
All right, my brother Jeff once liked you because you were a loser.
Okay.
Let me repeat that again. That was just so good. My brother Jeff once liked you because you were a loser. You were divorced, had no woman, hated people, and stuck here in Nowheresville, USA.
He liked you because of that. He must have been able to relate.
Apparently his brother did.
Okay.
I was happy for you before I thought you bought that red Nipponese battle cruiser. It would not look good for you, a community leader, to drive up to Dry Creek Veterans Cemetery in a Japanese flagship. It's un-American. A hardhead like you will buy whatever new car he wants,
Until then, I'll be the pesty little angel on your shoulder reminding you to purchase a U.S. brand vehicle. Why can't you be a better American? Happy Jack. And you know something? The problem is, what is American anymore?
Good point.
General Motors is, not to be confused with General Motors. General Motors is actually building factories in China. Here's the skinny on that. Do you know during the GM bailout? Well, no, Kevin, I didn't. Thank you, Robin. You sound a little strange. Well, I'm gargling my coffee right now. Thank you, Kevin. I'm just going to sit here and see you talk to yourself, which is what you do for 4 hours a day.
Exactly.
So at 580K Audio, they actually, part of the GM bailout, they wanted to build factories in China and still have it count as being made in America.
Huh, okay.
Does that fly with you?
It doesn't really fly, no.
No. So when people say made in America, what is really made in America anymore? Maybe Ford, I suppose? Chrysler is owned by, I think, the French. They were owned by the Germans. Now I think the French have them. But in reality, what is really American anymore? Ford? And it's fascinating when you think about Ford because they, you know, they talk about their technology and everything else, but they buy their hybrid technology from Toyota.
That's funny.
It is funny. Anything's funny before 6 a.m., I would say.
Well, you're right, though. It's just you don't know where the parts came from. Even if it is made in America, how much of it is made in America?
Made in America, assembled in America, that sort
there
of thing.
You go. There you go. Let's get into that.
You yeah. just never know these days. By the way, as we approach our 50th birthday here, Sandra Bullock turning 50.
That seems kind of crazy.
Why would it seem crazy?
Because she's just... I'm always youthful in my eyes.
She's always youthful?
Yes.
Yes, Kevin. I don't know what else to say.
No, so we just watched Miss Congeniality not very long ago, which I love that movie. But you don't think of her as getting older.
Well, what do you think of her as, Robin? Getting younger?
No. Just the same. Like, you think of all celebrities, and then when you see them a few years later when they haven't worked for a little while, and you go, oh my God, what happened to them?
Well, they had a good run. They had a good run.
That's a good point.
By the way, from the Kevin Miller Hot List, available at 580KIDO, there's a new preview of the new Road Warrior movie. You remember Mad Max, do you not?
I do, yes.
Can anybody really replicate what Mel Gibson portrayed in The Road Warrior, Mad Max, and even the Thunderdome thing with, no, I was going to say Sheila E., but Tina Turner.
Right, right. That seems like it was sort of a lightning in a bottle kind of thing. I don't know if they can, I don't know, these days with the technology, you know, the computers and everything, the computer graphics, I think they could... They could do some cool stuff for sure.
Yeah, but there was something about Mad Max driving in his car.
Yes.
His black Toyota Camry on his way in from Star. Oh, no, that's me. Mel Gibson in his leather outfit with his sawed-off shotgun. It was very manly.
And his broken heart.
Did yeah. He, I
mean,
I remember the first movie, yes.
Road Warrior, yeah.
Well, she had to go. Look, to make a good hero,
she was dead weight.
She had to go. You know, she just had to go. Sorry, nothing against her. She just had to go. And, right. You know, nagged Max about coming home. He had to save folks. And, you know, at the end of it, the Road Warrior only exists in our dreams. And I go, oh, how romantic, how mystic, how this, how that. Now they're going to have Tom Hardy do it. And, see, to me, I just when is the last time we've seen a sequel or a replication of the original really surpass it? Even, even the Batman movies. They were kind of quirky when Clooney and, after Michael Keaton left, Val Kilmer, Christian Bale, it was kind of cool. But, I mean, were they ever really as good as Adam West and Burt Ward?
Well, that's a good question.
Did you ever watch those?
I did, in reruns, yeah.
Now, once again, to make sure that I have no manliness left here at 580KIDO.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
Well, I haven't said this to Robin yet.
Oh, no.
But I was addicted to those things as a little kid.
The Batman and Robin series.
Oh, that car? I mean, who wouldn't want to have a mansion?
Pretty awesome.
Have a young sidekick of the same sex, a butler, Aunt Harriet... Bat poles.
And dress up in tights and have that outrageous automobile and, you know, drive around town and yes, Commissioner. But, I mean, really, look at how society has changed these days, Robin. Look at our great society that we live in today, okay? Without making a commentary about same-sex marriage, by the way, Virginia just eliminated the ban on same-sex marriage.
Hmm.
In the old days, and I can relate to this, in the old days, being a bachelor was hip. You were like James Bond. You were James Bond.
Sure.
And I remember my grandmother, God bless her, Granny, talking about my uncle. We called him Mad Dog Miller. And when people would say, you know, I'd say, well, how's Uncle Mad Dog doing? And she'd say to me, well, you know, I just get tired of people asking about him. And I go, what do you mean? They always ask if he's married. I go, well, you know, he's a man of the world. Well, they keep asking me if he's gay. And I go, what? And the first thing she says is, you know, they go, how's Alan? Well, that first thing she would say is, he's not gay. And you even think about it today when you have two guys hanging out together. You go, are they a couple or are they just friends?
Or someone who gets a little bit older and right. is not married.
Then you have the bromance thing, too. So, you know, before I was married, I found my mother, God bless her, Pat Miller, sitting there saying the same thing about me. That was our little joke. But, I mean, come on. What, you know, Batman and Robin. Look, Bert and Ernie. You know, come on, is nothing sacred anymore? Can two men not live in the same house, in the same bedroom, and just be friends?
Right. Look at Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good Michael Jackson, not the one in later years. But I'm just saying, so if you say, look, I really like the Batman series, you know, Batman and Robin beating up the bad guys, Cesar Romero, Burgess Meredith, Liberace.
Oh, yes, right.
You know, I've been taping those lately, and I just it's they were just so campy and so creative, but I don't know, maybe I just haven't evolved from my childhood thing. But the old days of, you know, my goodness gracious, why can't you two dudes live in a house without people asking questions?
Just let them be.
Yeah, and by the way, quickly, Times Square, apparently there's been a heck of a war with the mascots. There's a video, again, available at the 580KIDO Kevin Miller Hot List, where Spider-Man resists arrest, and so the cops start beating him up.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Anybody want to play with Elmo? Yoo-hoo!
Right, so even Elmo got arrested.
Nice day, guys.
This is evil Elmo, by the way.
John Gotti says hello, man.
Robin, John Gotti says hello.
John Gotti says hello.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a bunch of mascots that are arrested, and make sure you catch that at the Gaza Battle Continues Kevin Miller Hot List, and I know we need to continue with traffic with you.
Well, and real quick, there is a documentary on Netflix called Superheroes, or it might be Amazon Prime, but it's about people that really dress up as superheroes and go out and, quote, fight crime.